Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me this afternoon on my program called Rise with Renette Meiberg. And, you know, we are the program where we speak about, give you lots of hope, wisdom and guidance, knowledge when real life happens in the family. And we often discuss relevant and unspoken issues in the family in truth and in love. But with God, we can rise to restoration and rise above all and together as a family. But I feel that we have got really the most perfect couple here this afternoon. It's Talita and Matthew Smit from Hermanus, and they are called the founders of It's Practical Ministries. And we are so blessed to have you this afternoon, and thank you for joining us, and thank you for taking your time all the way from Hermanus. We really appreciate it.
Good day, Renette. Thank you for having us.
We really are going to be discussing, a very profound topic this afternoon about the courts of heaven. And I don't think many of us know anything about it. And you will have written a book around that. So we're going to take a break now and play out with something and a beautiful song. So just hold tight, join us straight after this, and we'll be with you right away. Good afternoon, and thank you for staying tuned with us this afternoon. And we are just so privileged to have Talita and Matthew Smit in the studio with us this afternoon. And they're the founders of Practical Ministries, and they left the corporate world. And I know that is a big, big decision to make in 2016 to go into full-time ministry. And as a family, that must have been a real challenge, and a lot of prayer and a lot of confirmation needed to come through that. But they're going to share a little bit of their journey in that transition. And but they've written this incredible book called The Courts of Heaven, a prophetic course manual. And they're also going to share a little bit about that course as well later on, because I think this is very profound in these times that we need to understand the prophetic. And it's mentioned so many times in the Word, and yet we don't know how to tap into it and understand it. So I'm really very excited to hear what you've got to say about that. And they're also ordained pastors, and they have started, they're also at a local Christian radio station. They're contributors. Matthew's a contributor. Hey, Matthew, am I correct?
Yes.
And they also have a YouTube channel, and my goodness, they've got such a wonderful CV. They do living episodes on live CBN, based on their prophetic ministry as well. So they also discuss different topics. So they're going to share all of this with us as soon as we continue with our session. But I want to ask you, Matthew, could you maybe just give us a little bit of that transition that you had between secular, and how did you both come to that same understanding and agreement? Because, you know, a lot of ministries have to have somebody working and starting. Must have been a real faith journey.
Renette, let me start to tell, you know, I believe it starts with small steps. Mm. You know, whenever you are in ministry, and we were in ministry, but not full time. It was just basically a weekend thing. And the Lord started speaking to us. I mean, we had a franchise. We owned a franchise, and we did quite well in the business world. And the Lord said to me, Matthew, you are unequally yoked. And I need to, I want to get you away from this. And I said, Lord, but should I step away from business and do full-time ministry? And look, let me tell you, this is not for everybody. It's not everybody's story. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people God will use in business and in ministry.
Yes.
But the Lord said to me, Matthew, this is going to be a faith journey, and I want you to step away from it. But we had to wait for the perfect timing. And I always say to people, you know, for myself and Talita, it was really a moment of saying, okay, yes, Lord, let's just do it, and to follow the cloud. You know, I always make mention of the scripture in Exodus where God was saying to Moses, follow the cloud. And as long as you follow the cloud, there will be provision. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's a faith journey. I always call it the extra mile is a lonely mile. And, it's a road less traveled, sure. Especially it was for us. But I tell you, God is so faithful that there's never been a day, and Talita can confirm, there's never been a day that God didn't provide for us. He's good. Amen.
That is just the message I need to hear, and it's absolutely incredible. And then you also mentioned that, you know, being, you know, ordained pastors, you also needed to have you've got a different approach. I love the approach that you have. It's practical. And this is really, you know, because I think sometimes people are so fearful of something going over their heads and not understanding how to tap into the practical side of it. So maybe, Talita, are you going to be sharing with us what was the thinking behind its practical ministries?
Yes, for sure, Renette. Good afternoon. You know, when we were thinking of a name for the ministry, we were thinking faith is so practical. It shouldn't be difficult, you know. Jesus said in the Word that it should be so simple that even kids could understand it. And as grown-ups, we kind of overthink things a lot, and we complicate things ourselves. And when we decided on the name, we just thought, well, it should be practical. Why not? It's practical ministries.
That is so profound, because at the end of the day, you know, it's really getting to the Word, which that is why it fell on my heart, because I'm that type of person. What I see, what I read, I understand, and I take it and I use it. And at the end of the day, I don't want to take away from the Word or add to the Word. Mm-hmm. So it's really, really wonderful when that you're actually tapping into that and making it so approachable and doable, because we have so many people that actually don't want to go that deep, but they still, it's not necessary. You can just take the Word for what it is. Mm. And you know, and I just want to, you know, being involved in the radio and all the media, you know, as I said, I've also been in media for over 25 years. And I know on the television side as well, I was with God TV for over 18 years. The value of media is, can you maybe share what you have perceived, you know, of all the different kinds of media, YouTube, ministries and all that type of thing. If you can just give us a background of what you have seen and what you've experienced as far as all the different mediums.
Well, I think both of us can actually add to that, because
he
comes from a background of TV before, like, I even got onto the scene. But, you know, it's such a very good medium of getting the message out. You know, people listen to their radios in the car, on their cell phones, everywhere. You don't necessarily have to have a TV nowadays video streaming. It's all on our phones. And social media has the power to influence people as young as soon as they can hold a phone, and to as old as just lying in the bed being able to listen to radio. So it extends our reach into areas that we not necessarily are able to enter with our physical bodies. And, you know, God is just, right? Yes. And what makes him just is the fact that you will never be able to tell him that you didn't know. Why? Why?
Love
because
that.
We have either heard a piece of a sermon on the radio, on the TV, through a movie, on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter and all of those. So media is really essential for all ministries, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I can just add to that, you know, Renette, when it comes to radio and TV, all that platforms, you know, there's so much nonsense on social media as well. And we need to be the light. And as sons and daughters of God, we can't shy away from social platforms. And I see a lot of times where pastors would just, you know, shy away, and they won't really use those platforms. And even if they do, they're not always willing to ask the tough questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a lot of times with the social media, we want to ask those tough questions and really put it out to the public and, you know, put our godly principle opinions out there so that people, like Talita always says, the undiluted truth of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. And to put it out there and to say, well, you know what, like she said earlier, this is the truth. Now you've heard the truth and you've got absolutely no excuse to say, Lord, I didn't know. And so media is such a powerful platform. Yes. Yeah, it's just very, very powerful.
Yes, and you know, when I used to do presentations as well, I used to say, you know, if the secular world has an influence on these platforms, they're going to teach your children, they're going to dominate your home, they're going to infiltrate. We need to come in, and they're going to crush you, and we need, you know, godly content,
yes,
on all platforms, and we need to populate it.
Dominate.
We have to rise up,
amen,
into it. I totally agree, and this is where we really need to understand that we go places. I mean, I remember testimonies of prisons of,
wow,
guys giving their lives through watching our you know, our channel, mm, at that time and listening. We have got, I mean, I've got a guy from that was in prison for 10 years, and radio pulpit ministered to him throughout those 10 years and kept him on the straight and narrow. So,
wow,
and today he is a beautiful, wonderful, successful businessman. And I really want to encourage listeners, you know, we need to support these channels.
Come on.
We need to support the, yes, Christian media, because we think that it's about money. It's not. It's about souls. We can reach a person that is in a wheel, in bedridden at 3 o'clock in the morning, a granny that is lonely. We are the only church to some farmer out,
yeah,
there that cannot get to a church. So I want us to really hear what Matthew's saying here about who our reach is.
Yes.
And we need to support every person and whoever's heartbeat is out there, yours and Talita's, whatever you're doing, we need to bless them and we need to follow and bless all forms of media, because we can go where nobody else can go.
Yeah, yeah, look, Reinette, let me be honest with you. If it was about money, I would have just stayed in the business world.
I'm sure you would have.
I mean,
many say so.
We've had people contacting us from New York. We had a lady contacting us from New York the other day. We've got people from New Zealand, Australia, from the UK, all over the world.
Wonderful.
I mean, come on. I mean, we couldn't even go out in COVID. In COVID, it was a lockdown situation, and the Lord said, just go online. Just go online. And we've been online ever since. And I tell you, it's a phenomenal platform.
And it's so exciting to hear that you will just, you know, this is where the Lord says he uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. This,
amen,
is the season that we're stepping into. Hey?
Amen.
And I'm so excited about it that you just had the confidence, his confidence, just to go out and start. And, you know, so many people, like you said, if every other TikTok user can put other nonsense on, you can put the word, even if it's a 30 seconds. Or
just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it.
And we need to just populate and get the word, and it's so exciting because I'm really sitting here with a big smile on my face.
You sound like Reinhard Bonnke. Populate heaven and
plunder.
Plunder hell. Amen.
Let's do it. So I absolutely love what you're impacting, and you know, obviously you've really been very, very busy with, you know, getting so many other content out. And if you can just share a little bit, you know, I wonder if we shouldn't take a break, because I really want you to start telling us in the next session about the book,
okay,
you know, and the manual and what you are offering in that, and then the, yes, Bible school and all that, because I think this is very important that we need to know that we have got such a huge network out there, and come on, listen to everything and go and support and hear what the word is out there. And so you just give us the, you know, the links that you're on, you know, the YouTube and all that as well, because you're on all of those platforms.
Yes, we are. So on Facebook, they can search for Matt and Talita.
Yes.
And on YouTube, it's Practical Ministries.
Fantastic.
Simple as it is.
I love it. I love it.
practical. I love it. Amen.
Yes, and it's not going to be forgotten. Yeah. Mm. And so anyway, we're going to take a break, but I just want to encourage you, please WhatsApp us on 081-729-1657. And Telegram number is exactly the same, 081-729-1657. And you can SMS us on 37988. And you can go on our Facebook and see our presenters and whatever activities, and come and join us. Let us get to know you a little bit better as well. If you've got any feedback or any positive or negative, it makes no difference. If you've got a prayer request, please, please, please contact us. We really would like to stay in connection with you. And we also have a counseling department. It's 021-91-7700, and you just press option one and see how we can pray for you and stand with you and direct you maybe. So please, please do that. It will be wonderful to see how we can help you. And then we also would like to encourage you, download our app. We need you to download our app. Then you can hear our podcasts. You can see our live streaming. You can see, listen to our, all the kinds of content that we have, and all our programs are on there. So please, please download our app. It's such a wonderful tool. It's also being AM. We don't get interrupted that much throughout wherever you are. So it's a very, very good frequency to be on. So please do that. And but we're going to play out with something very important now and gorgeous, and I want you to be standing up and enjoying. And as we are in the studio, we're just going to dance around here and just trust the Holy Spirit to usher us into the next session. See you after this. Thank you for being with us this afternoon, and I just hope you're enjoying this wonderful couple that we have in the studio with us, Matthew and Talita Smith. They are from It's Practical Ministries, and they're on different platforms. They've just been sharing with us, but they also have written incredible books and a prophetic manual that is so profound for this season that we are in. And we shy away from that area of discussion because we don't know. And with you people being a practical ministry, I think you're going to be able to be very clear and very understanding for those that don't understand the prophetic. So just share with us, you know, what does this book look like, and who are you targeting, and what is it that you're wanting the reader to know?
Well, okay, let me start at the beginning. We did a lot of traveling throughout South Africa with one-to-one ministries and, you know, prophetically ministering to churches and home cell groups and different groups of people. And one thing that we picked up in the prophetic was that people really, like you said now, don't really understand the core and the essence of what the prophetic does and how it operates and how you can actually implement and use the prophetic to build and to edify the body of Christ. And so it's really something that most churches are shying away from. And even if they want to implement it, I see a lot that, you know, in churches we've picked up that people will sometimes use the prophetic almost as a tool to manipulate people. Mm. And for that reason, people don't like to use it. And so the Lord started speaking to us and said, the Lord said to us, Matt, Talita, start by training my people. Mm. Start to get, it's all about discipleship. Mm. And I think the books were born from, it was birthed from that idea where the Lord said to us, yes, equip the body. That's a good word. Mm. Amen.
Yeah, I just want to add to that, that a lot of what we do is correcting. And because, we've seen in the body of Christ that there are quite a few mystical doctrines.
Yes.
And people running after these mystical things, and they don't really go after the backbone and the core of the teaching, and that deceives people.
Yes.
So what we've been doing...
And misleads them.
Yes, exactly. So what we've been doing is we've been focusing on a few of these mystical teachings and really investigating what they are all about and are they biblical?
Oh, yes. Mm.
And then measuring the teaching to the word, and then writing a book, just unpacking the building blocks, guiding you back to the word, and teaching you what is true and what is not, so that you can then go and do your own investigation.
I remember the Lord said to me the one day, Matthew, like Talita was saying, unpack this teaching and look at the building blocks that they've used to build this teaching.
Mm.
And as we went through the building blocks, one by one, we picked up on the lies and we picked up on where they deceived people. Now, this is like she was saying now, where this was the whole teaching or the whole book idea was birthed from. So let's start with the prophetic revelation book.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the manual for this book as well.
Yes.
So the book is really a deep dive analysis into the prophetic gifting. It talks about the different ways that God speaks to us. It talks about, our connection with the prophetic, but also our connection with prophetic community, prophetic people. It highlights the, I almost want to say the what do you call it? I can't remember the word now. The pitfalls. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
The prophetic pitfalls. There's a lot of prophetic pitfalls that people are not aware of.
Mm.
And so the book takes a look onto those prophetic pitfalls. It takes a look into the word of knowledge. All of those things that I almost want to say it's a topic that most churches don't want to talk about. And so the book really goes and do a deep dive into those different areas of the prophetic.
And just on that point, we often, do you think it's because of the lack of understanding and the fear of doing it wrong? Because I think a lot of people, even churches don't allow prophetic even to be mentioned in the church. They go, bound in limitations because they don't just want every person just getting up.
Yeah, I think it's got a lot to do with the orphan heart as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because, people go into ministry prematurely and then they are called the went ones, and then you get the ones that are actually sent. And it's the same in the prophetic as well. If you're not raised in the prophetic ministry and you go into it prematurely, you actually end up hurting people, and you are plugged into the wrong source at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And it's so easy for you to deliver a false prophecy when you walk out of season, out of time.
Word out of time, yes.
You are really, really putting that into perspective, because this is so relevant, because I think that is what happens. And everybody runs after prophecy and then they get disappointed and because there's delays and it's not this happens and that happens.
Mm.
And I think what you're doing is really practical, because you can actually go back to the word yourself and go and get the confirmation. Because the Lord says, if you hear my word, then the word confirms it.
He says that my sheep are led by my voice.
Yes, I was just looking at that now.
And so every single thing with regards to the prophetic, if it's not founded in the word of God, if the word of God is not the foundation of what you are saying, then it's not from God.
It's not from God.
And so it's very important, that and the book aims to really teach people and show people that, look, the word of God is the foundation.
Yes.
So build from this foundation and you won't go wrong.
Amen. I love this. And this is another thing that I see in one of your titles. It says all believers can prophesy.
Oh, yes.
I think people are so afraid to do that because of their lack of confidence with not just in themselves, but they don't understand the process.
You see, a baby can only walk when it's taught.
True.
And, babies fall many times before they actually learn to walk confidently.
Otherwise, they just
With any skill, with any gift, if you don't use it and you don't practice in it, then you're going to fall. But you can't take offense every time you fall. You need to dust yourself off, get back on it, and just carry on. But then also, for those babies, they need grown-ups. mature, spirit-filled, believing grown-ups to teach them how it works. Yeah.
Yes. And and just tell me, you know, you're obviously doing this course as well, you know, an A3 program, which is so profound. It's such an opportunity for people that are really have a gift and they've identified it. To actually go and get the proper schooling and not start off with this loop and fall type of situation.
Yeah, look, you know, it says everybody can prophesy. The Holy Spirit wants to operate through all of us, but not everybody is in the office of the prophet. And so there is a bit of a difference.
You can explain that to us.
But whenever the Spirit of God, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, if there's a situation where the Lord needs to release a word for, you know, a specific person, then the Holy Spirit will do that through you. But it's really like you were saying, people are too scared to actually do it and to say, yes, Lord, use me for that, because we are so afraid. What if we make a mistake?
Mm.
And the prophetic school actually gives somebody that safe haven.
That security.
That security to say, like Talita was saying, look, if you fall, it's fine. If you make a mistake, look, it's fine. We're going to pick you up. We're going to help you. It's not the end of the world, because the Lord knows your heart. It's not that you want to hurt people. It's but really, it's because we love people that we want to connect to them, and we want to give the truth and the true word of God through to them. And I think that's what's important.
You see, there's a difference between the spirit of prophecy and being called as a prophet.
Yes,
and people need to do research into that, because I mean, the spirit of prophecy is that where you say it's there to encourage, to build and edify the body of Christ.
Yes,
that's me going to my brother or to my sister saying, the Lord says that everything will work together for those who are in Christ.
You said it now, putting the word to that prophecy.
Yes.
You know, that is where a person just gives so much substance to the prophecy, because the word says so. And I love that, because we can often use our fleshly words, and there's a lot of Christianese conversation that we have.
Yeah, that's a good way of saying it. Christianese.
And we do that. We got the same jargon, and we pray the same, we speak the same, and we have a certain language that comes with certain giftings that we have, and it sometimes loses its power when the word is not behind it. So
yes,
I love what you've just done now. So, but we're going to take a break now, because I think I would love to hear about the Bible school as well, and why was that, you know, birthed as well. So we can just join Matthew and Talita. I could have them here all day. Just got so much to offer. But we'll definitely tap into their giftings and their wisdom and their knowledge at another stage as well. But I'm definitely very, very excited to have them in the studio here with us. I'm just wondering, are we going to be playing out with something right now? And I just want you to stay with us. And, you know, if you've got any questions about the prophetic and not an understanding, you're welcome to contact us on our WhatsApp number 0817291657, and yes, connect with us or SMS us. It's normal standard rates on 37988, and the reason why we want that is sometimes, you know, if you're in doubt, and then we can direct you, and they're going to share their details a little bit later as well, just to see if they can possibly help you and guide you into this new move of understanding the prophetic and, you know, going into the courts of heaven. What a privilege, if you know how. And this is really an opportunity for you to get to understanding what the courts of heaven can offer us and how it can benefit us when we know how. So I'm very privileged to have Matthew and Talita in the studio. So we're just going to play out with something now, and we will join you straight after this. Thank you. Thank you for being with us this afternoon. And I'm Renette Myburg on my program called Rise. And I have got such an amazing couple in the studio with me this afternoon. They're all the way from Hermanus. They're from the It's Practical Ministries. They're the founders. And it's Matthew and Talita Smith. I am just sitting here absolutely in awe of what they're doing. I don't know how they do it all, you know, juggling family and ministry and trusting for provision. And they've now started a Bible school. So Matthew and Talitha, just tell us, where did that come from? You know, after writing the books as well and the courts of heaven, I want you to share all of that. How are you merging all of this and flowing with it?
Okay, so basically, you know, when the Bible says go out and make disciples, you can actually only make disciples of people in the same line as what you are, right? So if I'm a prophet, I can raise prophets because I know exactly what I'm doing and I can teach them what I know. But not everybody is called to the same thing. So when we got ordained as pastors, we were like, okay, we need to start infiltrating the body of Christ and reaching everybody's calling. And how do we do that except for giving them, you know, sound doctrine, undiluted truth, equipping them at the same time, and then sending them out in their destined callings to go and minister to people? So that's why we started the Bible school. And that, you know, we've got the certificate, diploma, and bachelor degree levels. Mm. We go up to honors degree, and you can even go into your master's and into your doctorate. And so it's really been fun. We've got quite a few students that have graduated last year,
fantastic,
and who are continuing this year. And you know what? With our Bible school, it's so versatile that you can enroll at any time during the year. You don't have to enroll at the beginning of the year. You can start in the middle. But if you want to graduate in that same year, you kind of have to work very hard because all our final exams need to be in before October.
Okay, you're going to have to pull
So otherwise, you know, you can enroll any time and then graduate the next year.
Yes, of course.
But the Bible school has been such a blessing just to see people grow and get a deeper understanding and actually get closer to the Lord. You know, the word is dead if it's not linked to the Spirit. And if you can read the word, study the word, get into the history behind the word, all while being close to God and having the Holy Spirit lead you in that journey, then the word becomes life.
Amen, amen, amen. That is a beautiful answer. I love it. And, you know, how do you present that online?
Well, the Bible school is distance learning. We do check in with our students at least once a week. We have questions and answers, you know, with our students. Okay. They have assignments. They have books that they work through. So it's basically a journey.
Okay, fantastic. And it's at their own pace?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. I love it. And then tell me, how are you merging the whole ministry and family and all of that?
That is a handful.
That is a handful. Sure. Any children?
Yeah, we do. We've got two children, two small little babies at home.
Oh.
I call them babies, but
babies to
grade
you.
One and grade two.
Okay.
So, and then we've got the two big ones that is actually out on
So we've got four.
Wow.
Four kids. The one is 21, the other one's 18, turning 19, and then we've got one 8-year-old and one 7-year-old this year.
Yeah. Huge gap.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they both keep you busy.
I've got two girls from my previous marriage, but then we've got two together. So that's why
wonderful.
There's such a gap. But you know what? We needed to ask the Lord for wisdom, and the Lord has really provided help. You know, it takes a village to raise those kids sometimes.
Oh, yes.
You know, you can't do it all by yourself, and there's a lot of help. So, especially when we are busy traveling, there's people that helps us to take care of them at home and so.
Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, you're so blessed. That is wonderful. But now you've also got some testimonies and you know, how can you share some of that with us as well?
I quickly want to just talk
about the book, yes.
The Courts of Heaven.
Yes, please
do. And there's
some
amazing testimonies about the Courts of Heaven.
Yes, so please do that.
Let me start by saying, you know, the Lord connected us with so many ministries and people that teach about the courts of heaven and so on. And we've got a passion, if I can call it a passion, to really take the word of God and to go and see that whatever you are teaching, is it in the word of God? Because I want to see, where did Paul go to the courts of heaven? Where did Jesus go to the... Come on, if you're going to teach me the courts of heaven, show me where did Matthew go to the courts of heaven? Or, you know, how does... Where is this biblical? And so I wanted to see, myself and Talita, we wanted to see, Lord, is it biblical? And so we, like I said, even if the prophetic, we did a literal deep dive into this book, into this teaching. And we went from A to Z, and we went through everything. And in the Greek, in the Hebrew, through all the scriptures. And what we picked up is that the courts of heaven is such an amazing tool that you as a son or daughter of God can use. You know, the authority that we've got. But there's a lot of misunderstanding. And like Talita was saying, mystic teachings out there that makes it so mysterious. And, you know, and there's a lot of nonsense with this. And the Lord said to me, Matthew, that's not all from me. And so it was really an aim to put the truth out there, what we, the Lord showed us according to His word. And so our book is called Understanding the Courts of Heaven. Oh. And it's really, it's a guide that will take you and show you exactly where in the Word of God it talks about the courts of heaven, how you can physically apply this to your life.
So important.
And the results that you get from it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I think with the heavenly courts, you know, the word says we are seated in heavenly places, right? And so where are these places and what are they? And so one of the scriptures used for the heavenly courts is basically Psalms 100 verse 4 that says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise." So which courts? Mm-hmm. You know, and that directly refers to the tabernacle and the inner and outer courts and into the inner, what, the Holy of Holies. And in Hebrews it says we enter his...
In Hebrews 4:16 it says that we can enter into the presence of God. And that...
To the throne of mercy and grace.
Yeah, to the throne room of mercy and grace. We've got access to enter into the throne room of mercy and grace. And so really when you enter into the throne room of mercy and grace, you are in the very presence of God. And why would you want to do this? Mm-hmm. And if you are in the presence of God, what would you do if you're in the presence of God? You know, we've got the authority on this earth that was given to us. If you go read in Genesis 1:26, where the Lord says, "Let us make man into our own image and give him all authority," we can speak things into existence, but we need to speak the word of God. And you can't speak your own little will, your own little ideas into existence. It's really the word of God that has got creative power.
And the power.
To change things in our life. Mm. And so when you step into that heavenly court, when you step into that heavenly place, and you take your position as a son of God, you can call things into existence, not a magical, airy-fairy thing, but you speak the word of God, and we step in as sons of God to I almost want to say, to co-create with God in situations that we face. And so we can speak healing over people's lives. We can come in agreement with the word of God, and we can speak healing over people's lives. Mm-hmm. We can speak the blessings of God over people's lives, and situations needs to change.
You see, there are many verdicts and mandates in the word of God that has already been written down. Yes. But because people don't focus and study the word, they don't know this. And then when there are teachings out there that say you have to pull down this and you need to do that. And
it's again that language.
Then it's actually misleading to the point where these things, just go look in the scriptures, because these things are already written down. We've already been mandated to do these things. We've already been instructed to go and pray for the sick, to go and do this and to do that. And, you know, when Jesus died on the cross, he said, "It is finished. It is done. It has been done. Mm-hmm. You just need to walk in that authority." Yes.
You know, the scripture in Colossians that says that the accusations of the enemy that stood against us has been nailed to the cross.
Yeah.
In one of the translations, it says the docket of the enemy that stood against you. That letter that the enemy used to accuse you, that is actually nailed to the cross. Mm. And so we've been completely set free. And so our question, myself and Talita, we started to say, but Lord, if your word says in Colossians that the accusations of the enemy has been nailed to the cross, and now you say it is done, tetelestai, it is done, how on earth is it possible for the enemy to accuse me of anything? If it's been nailed to the cross, come on. Mm. There shouldn't even be a case against me. And so why is this? And what happened? And the book really takes us into those details. And it reflects or put a lot of light onto these areas. Mm. And I believe people will really be blessed with it. And like I said earlier.
And you said it's on Amazon and?
So basically we've got all our books are available on Kobo Books. Mm-hmm. They are on Knowles and Barnes. They are on a lot of these ebook platforms. You can go onto what I've said. It's Kobo. It's Amazon. It's Kindle. Well, Kindle and Amazon are the same.
Go to the website?
They can even go to our website. And just, you know, if you follow us on Facebook or on YouTube, the link to our website's on there. And through that, you can also purchase the book.
Practical.
Yeah.
It's Practical Ministries.
Yes.
Well, this is very profound for me because you said something about being nailed on the cross. And I think most people don't go through the cross to be risen.
The cross is the pivotal point.
Yes.
Of our,
yes. Amen. And they don't go to the other side of the risen part. And that is where I think we get stuck, is at the cross. And we don't understand the way, the freedom behind the cross.
There's freedom after that, behind the cross.
Behind the cross. It is just the most incredible experience. And I love, you know, I often use there is so much freedom in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
You know, and we don't know how to wear that and accept that on a daily basis. And just, it's okay. You know, what happened yesterday, it's done. It's over. I'm going through the cross again today. And, you know, whatever transpired yesterday, we just put back onto the cross and say, I'm going through to the freedom that the Lord has offered
us. I think one of my biggest things that I struggled with is I couldn't understand why people want to take the devil to court. Doesn't make sense to me.
The warfare.
I don't understand why you want to take. And I said, Lord, if you are omnipresent, which means is you can be present at any time, any place, okay? But the devil can't be omnipresent. How is it possible for him to be on earth busy fighting somebody and at the same time being in a court somewhere in heaven fighting a judgment against one of your children? It doesn't make sense. And then if all of this is going on, what does your word mean when it says it is done and all the accusations is already nailed to the cross? I'm confused, Lord. How does this work?
So how does he have legal right?
How does he get legal right?
That's us giving it to him.
And
eh?
So we had to go and we ask the tough questions because there's a lot of questions. You know, people listen to these teachings and they think these things, but they don't really go back to the word to answer them. And I said, no, this is nonsense. I'm not having this. If this is in the word of God, I want all of it. Exactly. If it's not in the word of God, I want none of it.
There we are.
And so
I think that is such a massive point.
And the book is Understanding the Courts of Heaven. It's It's really doing that deep dive into the word and to call things which are
unapologetically.
Yes, so that we can apply it to our lives. And I'll tell you, there's amazing testimonies from the courts of heaven. Mm. But you need to know how it works and how to apply it to your life. That's Amen. It.
And please, guys, listeners, I really, really recommend you looking this book up. I'm so excited for my copy. I can really boast about that. And I'm going to spend time with this. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Matthew and Talita. Just tell us how can our listeners get hold of you? And if there are any prayer requests and that, just give us your telephone number and direction to your Facebook and all that, please.
Okay, so they are welcome to send us a WhatsApp at 076-183-4222, or they can send us an email at itspracticalministries@outlook.com. They can also find us on Facebook under Matt and Talita, or they can find us on YouTube. Our channel's name is It's Practical Ministries.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I'm going to have you on next week again, but we've got a lovely program coming up with the Church of Sardis from the Book of Revelation 3. So please join us next week with Talita and Matthew Smith. They're going to be joining us again. And I just want to say thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I'm sure you're very inspired and really hungry for to find out how the prophetics work and how the courts of heavens, how we can tap into that. I just want to encourage you, family and friends, just be kind to each other, take care, be safe, and stick to the rules out there. And we will see you next week, and goodbye.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.